According to the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, family farmers are pivotal in ensuring that agri-food systems remain more inclusive, sustainable, resilient, and efficient. It is so because family farming involves 30% of the world's population and produces over 80% of the world's food in value terms. Family farming has played a central role in the socio-economic development of the entire population of Asia and the Pacific. According to the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, family farming is essential for the sustainability of agricultural, forestry, and fishery production systems. There are currently more than 600 million family farms around the world. In the Asia-Pacific region, as well as across the world, most of family farms are run by the rural poor. To mitigate their everyday challenges arising from scarce resources and to increase profitability and productivity, these small-holding farmers form organizations. The family farmers' organizations make it easier to access farming inputs such as seeds, plant material, water, fertilizers and pesticides, and to aggregate produce to reach larger markets. According to Pierre Ferrand, Agriculture Officer and Regional Focal Point for the UN Decade of Family Farming of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization in Asia-Pacific, family farming organizations not only play a critical role in advancing family farming at local levels, they are also critical to the implementation of national action plans for developing the family farming sector as a whole and support the transformation of food systems into more sustainable, inclusive, and resilient ones.
The role played by family farming organizations in the promotion of sustainable and holistic agriculture approaches such as agroecology are truly transformative and fully aligned with the different pillars of the Global Action Plan for Family Farming. This is especially the case in regards to youth engagement, gender promotion, biodiversity preservation, climate change adaptation, and last but not least, strengthening resilience and economic development. Furthermore, I would like to underscore the fact that family farming organizations are key partners in all the intervention based on the outcome of the UN Food Systems Summit held in the year 2021. One can mention, for instance, the critical role in different coalitions launched during the summit, such as the one on advancing family farming and the one on transforming food systems through agroecology.
You just listened to Pierre Ferrand, Agriculture Officer and Regional Focal Point for the UN Decade of Family Farming of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization in Asia-Pacific. Indonesia, the Philippines and Nepal have the distinction of having already launched their national action plans for the development of family farming. It is noteworthy that in all the three countries, the plans were developed through an inclusive process, beginning with a participatory dialogue, followed by a series of national and regional consultations with multiple stakeholders, including family farmers and their organizations. Organizations run by smallholder farmers are strategic partners in any initiative seeking to advance family farming. On one hand, they deliver services to their members and speak on their behalf. On the other, they are key actors in social and policy dialogue at the local, national, and international levels. Take the example of agroecology, which has been recognized as a paradigm that can offer multiple ecological and socio-economic benefits. In many developing countries, the promotion of agroecology is facilitated by intermediary organizations such as farmers' organizations. By doing this, they act as a facilitator for the development of complementary agroecological innovations over longer periods of time. The Republic of Indonesia world's largest archipelago, is the world's fourth most populous nation with over 27,300,000 people. Agriculture is crucial for Indonesia's economy, accounting for 14% of GDP. They are also the source of export cash crops such as palm oil and rubber. Strengthening the agriculture by providing additional support and resources to small-scale farmers and promotion of a more inclusive and stronger multi-stakeholder partnerships are some of the fundamental conditions for accelerating the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals in Indonesia. As a concrete form of support to its family farming sector, the Government of Indonesia launched its National Action Plan in 2019, strategically coinciding with the Family Farming Decade. The plan seeks to create a modern, independent, fair, competitive family farmers in prosperous and dignity. To achieve this goal, the plan has prominently listed capacity building of farmer organizations among its priorities. Have a listen to Zainal Arifin Faud, Program Manager of La Via Campesina, an international farmers organization, and also representing the Indonesian Peasants Union, about the significance of family farmers organizations in the Indonesian scheme of development plans for family farmers.
The Indonesian Peasants Union is a mass organization for the struggle of Indonesian peasant families. SPI struggles to realize agrarian reform so that farming families get land that is used as a means of production and then implement agroecological agriculture in order to improve the welfare of each farming family.
You were listening to Zainal Arifin Faud of the Indonesian Peasants Union. The Philippines Action Plan for Family Farming, launched in 2021, advocates multi-stakeholder collaboration with the overarching goal of abundant harvests, high incomes, and dignified life of family farmers. According to the Assistant Director of the Agriculture Training Center of the Philippines and the National Focal Person for Family Farming, Rosanna Mula, the Filipino plan is driven by a set of strategically formulated pillars of action aligned with the Global Action Plan of Family Farming. Strengthened family farmer organizations figures highly among the pillars and is instrumental to the development of the other pillars that include generational renewal and sustainability, gender equity and empowerment, socio-economic inclusion, resilience and holistic development, sustainable and climate resiliency of food systems, and enhanced multifunctional roles of farm families. Have a listen to Irish Bagilath of the Asian Farmers Association, a regional alliance of 22 national federations and organizations of small-scale farmers from 16 countries in Asia, about the role of family farmers organizations in advancing family farming in the Philippines. Irish is the coordinator for United Nations Decade of Family Farmers and Women Farmers Agenda.
In the Philippines, PAKISAMA, or the National Federation of Smallholder Farmers, through farmer-led extension, is promoting integrated, diversified, and organic farming systems as strategies in transforming the current agri-food systems in the country. Also crucial is effective collaboration between government, farmers' organizations, and other development agencies. In fact, farmers' organizations can play a role in extension activities, provision of economic services, and in market access.
You were listening to Irish Bagilath, coordinator for United Nations Decade of Family Farmers and Women Farmers Agenda. Nepal is an agrarian country where the majority of people live in rural areas and depend on agriculture for their food source and livelihood. Around 70% of households are involved in family farming. Nepal's National Action Plan for Family Farming, and various other policy and plans work in sync to strengthen and uplift the national economy through development of agriculture sector. These plans and policies place emphasis on smallholder farmers and especially on women, youths and marginalized groups with the objective of reducing poverty and raising the livelihood of rural communities. One of the central objectives of the National Action Plan is an all-round development of family farming. In line with these objectives, forest and farm producer organizations in Nepal are helping to reduce hunger and poverty at the local level. By working with community groups, including forestry user groups, farmers' organizations are helping to develop markets and small businesses. This, in turn, helps to support livelihoods and fights poverty. Have a listen to Bharati Pathak, President of the Federation of Community Forestry Users Nepal, about the significance of farmers' organizations.
Family farming plays an important role in improving sustainable food security and the living standards of family farmers, as farmers have a direct investment and contribution and also play an important role in community forestry user groups. It is necessary to develop the agroforestry system. Even now, in the midst of the pandemic, many community forest users depend on vegetables and herbs from the forest, which are pesticide-free for their subsistence, which should be focused on in the coming days. Through this, the agricultural system can be developed, with special emphasis on community building, especially for farmers who work in villages where their lives are closely connected with agriculture and forests.
That was Bharati Pathak, President of the Federation of Community Forestry Users Nepal, speaking about the significance of farmers' organizations. Cambodia is among the several other countries that are actively pursuing the development of and collaborations with family farmers' organizations. The Cambodian Farmer Federation Association of Agricultural Producers, which was established in 2002, has focused mainly on capacity building and changing the mindset of the rural people, including youth males and females, to encourage them to earn a living from agriculture with sustainability from their small-scale farms by diversification and enabling them access to water in a year-round. Here is Sok Sotha of the Cambodian Farmer Federation Association of Agricultural Producers, telling us more about the efforts underway in his country.
Within our network in Asia and the Pacific regions in general, and separately in the Mekong region, we did a lot of action among members in the network. We promote a lot of agroecological practice through knowledge learning exchange and agroecological practice from province to province. Moreover, we also facilitate farmers to study on business model learning exchange as well to provide more opportunity to farmers to learn and exchange knowledge and experience, not only technical agroecological practice, but also how farmers in other province link their produce to market and networking with buying company. Doing this CFAP alone cannot make it achievable without external support and partnership with other actors such as development agency and donor. In the current situation of smallholder that represent about 80% of the total population in Cambodia and also smallholder in other developing countries, because we remain a more rural society and need a lot of effort to overcome challenges on climate change, COVID-19 and high production costs for agricultural production. From our perspective, as farming organization, smallholder need to be profitable. Farming must be a business because smallholder have contributed actually to food security, food production, and sustainable food system transformation.
You were listening to Sok Sotha of the Cambodian Farmer Federation Association of Agricultural Producers. Vietnam is another country where a farmers' organization is collaborating with partners at local as well as international levels to take forward the case of family farmers. Let us now listen to Thai Thang Pham of the Vietnam National Farmers Union.
For Vietnam Farmers Union, we focus on the following activities. We gather, mobilize and educate farmer members to bring into full play their mastership. We represent the peasantry to participate in building the party and national unity bloc. We can defend legal and legitimate rights and benefits of farmers, organize service advisory, supporting activities for farmers in production, business and daily life.
That was Thai Thang Pham of the Vietnam National Farmers Union. Two very important countries in terms of agriculture and especially in regards to family farming are Bangladesh and India. In both the countries, the national action plans for family farming are under construction. When finalized, these plans are expected to advance the family farming sector by introducing several progressive steps forward, including the right to land ownership for women, absentee farming households, credit access to strengthen family farming, and so on. In India, the Self-Employed Women's Association, SEWA, represents the family farming sector and especially women working in the farms. Have a listen to Megaben Desai of SEWA about the critical role played by her organization.
With the limited knowledge and access, SEWA appealed for a single window for family farmers to access government schemes. SEWA has mapped the related government schemes under each pillar of family farmers and trained the farmers' organization so that they can spread awareness and linkages with family farmers. SEWA has several deliberations with the farmers, government, UN agencies and academia, both at central and states, to convene a meeting for dialogue, guidance and collectively adopt the national plan for family farmers and we shall overcome one day.
You were listening to Megaben Desai of the Self-Employed Women's Association, SEWA, in India. Bangladesh is one of the signatories of the United Nations Decade of Family Farming. The government of Bangladesh formulated National Agriculture Policy in 2018, which emphasizes women empowerment, participation of youth in agriculture, and integrated farming for food and nutrition security, increased income, and improvement of the livelihood. Have a listen to Ahmed Munir of the Kendriyo Krishok Moitri, or Central Farmers Alliance, about how his organization works with family farmers.
The Kendriyo Krishok Moitri, or the Central Farmers Alliance, produces rice seeds for supporting farmers to have quality seeds at a reasonable price. Moreover, community-level farmer groups that work with Kendriyo Krishok Moitri are producing local varieties of vegetable seeds preserved in their seed bank. Through advocacy initiatives, KKM members are getting skill and enterprise development training from government and NGOs. Members are producing and marketing organic and vermicompost. KKM is helping women farmers to be involved in food processing and marketing activities. KKM is also promoting climate resilience, sustainability, agriculture practices. It formed a national-level young farmer group for taking initiative on the youth to stay in agriculture work through awareness, knowledge sharing, and efficiency development, etc. At the national level, KKM has also been leading the campaign to the right to food movement and participating in different workshops and meetings to share ideas and learnings.
That was Ahmed Munir of the Central Farmers Alliance, Bangladesh. At the end of the program, let's listen to Esther Penunia, General Secretary of the Asian Farmers Association, about the priority areas of intervention for family farming development in the Asia and Pacific regions and the ways in which AFA is working to advance inclusive and sustainable food system.
We all need to invest in promoting their rights to lands, agroecology, strong cooperatives and their enterprises, the empowerment of women and young farmers, and effective organizational governance and management. AFA works at local, national, and regional levels, organizing and federating farmers' groups and clusters, facilitating knowledge sharing and learning, conducting consultations and building consensus on various policy issues, representing small-scale family farmers in Asia in regional and international gatherings, and building member organizations' capacities on organizational development, agroecology, and farmer-led agro-enterprises.
That was Esther Penunia, General Secretary of the Asian Farmers Association. This is a ComDev Asia production for the United Nations Decade of Family Farming in collaboration with AMARC Asia Pacific and the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. Thank you for listening.